Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. God, with joy in my heart, I give you glory. With joy in my heart, I offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. With joy bell ringing in my soul, God, I offer unto you a sacrifice. God, I come before your presence with singing. I come before your presence with praise to say thank you, Lord, to let you know I will obey, that I'll say yes to your will and yes to your way, and that we want you to come tomorrow and have your way. God, we say thank you, Lord, today for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. Thank you, Lord, today for victory, oh God, over everything that the devil may throw our way today. Thank you, Lord, for life, God, and not just plain old basic life, but you have promised me an abundant life. Lord, thank you, Lord, today for all of your many promises. Thank you for all your many manifold blessings. Thank you, Lord, for being an awesome and a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Day after day, you keep on blessing us. Day after day, you keep showering us down with blessings. Day after day, you keep your word and you keep your promises that you are not failing, never failing, never come up short, never come too late, but you are a God that is always right on time. Oh, how wonderful are you to me. Oh, how excellent, God, are you to me. Oh, how grand and how awesome, God, you are to me. And so I offer unto you this morning a sacrifice of praise, because what a mighty God we serve. You're so great that angels bow down before you. Many people take time to worship angels and adore angels, but God, the angels cannot even compare to you. John, God, had an angel appear to him in the book of Revelations, and John bowed down before him, and the angel said, no, don't do that. Rise up, because I'm just like you. God, you made us just a little bit lower than the angels, Lord. Hallelujah. And you set us apart, God. You set us apart to be for your glory. You set us apart to do great things, and God, we want to say thank you. Why are you so mindful of us, Lord? Because you made us in your image, Lord. You made us to reflect you. You made us to look like you, God, to behold your beauty, to behold your glory, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, and to represent you in this dark and dreary world. God, who is made that you are mindful of us? We are your children. We are the sheep of your pastures. You are the ones that you called out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you, Lord, for another chance to say yes. Thank you, Lord, for brand new mercies this day. Thank you, Lord, for having more than mercy stored up for me. But God, you have blessings. You have riches. You have glory, God. You have honor, God. You have everything that we need and more. So we seek you now. We make your name glorious now. Hallelujah. We offer unto you our praise. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name, God. We bless your name. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being God. Thank you for making a way. When our backs were against the wall, God, and it looks like it was, and it looked like it was over, Lord, you continuously made a way. If we can just sit down and tell of the goodness of Jesus, to tell everyone of how you've been, to tell of everyone of how great you've been in our lives and the things that you have done, Lord, we would be in service all day long, and we would be in conversations all day long, because we can't even count it all. We can't even explain it all. We cannot even express it, Lord, of all the great things that you have done. So thank you for being with you. Thank you for being awesome. Thank you for being mighty. Thank you for being a great God. Thank you for being an awesome God. And we thank you for just being who you are. Now, as we proceed in this day, God, we thank you for allowing us to reach our 22nd day of our 31 days of prayer. I don't take it for granted, God, that you bless us to get up and pray yet another day. And another day that we can boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. Another day that we can walk in authority, God, because we know that you have ordained us for this very present moment in this very present time. Another day, God, that we can walk with our heads held high because we are serving the one that's ahead and not the one that is beneath. Another day, God, that we can walk, oh God, with our heads held high because, Lord, you are helping us to move forward in spite of the attack to the enemy, in spite of trials that come our way, in spite of the storm clouds that may arise. You help us, God, each and every day. You touch us every single day. You bless us every single day, God, so we can continue to move forward in victory every single day that you allow us to see. And not only that, God, we thank you, God, today, and we can look forward to the day ahead because breakthrough is coming our way. We are holding firm to your word. We are holding firm to your promises, and there is no good thing that you will withhold from them that love you, that fear you, that trust you, that belong to you. And I can boldly declare with no misunderstanding that I belong to you today. You are my God, and I am your child. And so I can walk in victory, Lord, today, because this is another day that you blessed for me to be able to see. You have purpose. You have plans. You have favor waiting to overwhelm me and to overtake me, and I just need to continue to press forward and move forward to you. Oh, God, so that your will might be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being mighty. Thank you for being awesome. I can't help but say thank you this morning. It's ringing down in my soul to give you thanks, to give you glory, to give you honor, to give you prestige, to give you adoration, to give you all of my best, because you give me your best every single day. Thank you, God, for being God and for being God all by yourself. Thank you, God, for allowing us to complete our preparation for 2017. Oh, God, we're somewhere in the future, and we look much better than we look right now. I can boldly declare that to the people of God because you, oh, God, have great things in store for us because we've been obedient to your word. We've heeded to your instructions. We've yielded to your will and not yielded to our way. God, you have so many wonderful and great things in store for us, and I am excited about today. I am excited about what you have in store for me coming up. I'm excited, and not just for that, because, God, you have promises for this ministry. You have promises for us, God, and we have not even scratched the surface of what you have in store for us. Eye hasn't seen, God. Oh, my ear hasn't heard. Neither has it even entered into our hearts or entered into our psyche, God. What good things you have in store for us, Lord. You have something wonderful in store for us, and Lord, with excited anticipation, we march towards you. We keep our eyes on you. We keep our eyes on the prize, because great things are ahead for your people. Now, God, I pray that you would bless us this day. Bless everything that we put our hands to do. Let it be done for your glory. Let it be done for your honor in the name of Jesus. I'm still asking for you to encourage my brother, Sam Metcalf, during their time of bereavement. We pray that you would strengthen them, his family, oh God, and encourage them, continue to undergird them and bless them, God, during this time to refine them and refresh them, God, and allow them to come out stronger than they did when they went into this trial, into this trial. God, have your way, God, even now. Let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus so that you make it the glory out of them. I pray, God, for the Hunt family who lost Bishop Hunt a couple of months ago and others that have recently lost loved ones, God. You know my father-in-law, Aunt Maddie, God, passed away. God, you know the state of your people, and you know just what we need and more. So send in a refreshing wind even now, even as we come to the conclusion of 2016. Lord, you still have promises for your people, Lord. There are still promises. There are still requests, Lord, that have not come to pass yet or have not been fulfilled yet. But,
Lord, we still trust in you that you're able to do it even with 9 days left in 2016. God, we know that you can, and we know that you will, Lord. And so we put our trust in you, God. We don't waver right now. We're not weary in well-doing because our hope is built in nothing less, Lord. Our hope is built in you and who you are. And so, God, send a refreshing wind even now. To send a restoration, a restoring spirit to your people, to renew our hearts, to renew our minds, to help us to enter into the new year, God, with strength, with power, with vigor, with energy, God, that you may be pleased with our efforts. We're serving in a dying and dark and dreary world that needs to see the light, that needs to know that Jesus still saves, to let people know it, that needs to know that there is still hope, God, today. And we, God, have that hope. We have that answer. We have what the world needs today. So strengthen us and bless us, God, this day. Make us meet for your hands today, that we may bring you glory, that we may bring you honor in everything that is said and everything that's done. We magnify you, we glorify you, we worship and adore you, for you are great and greatly to be praised. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. Oh, God, bless us all day long, and we'll give you glory, give you honor, give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our scripture this morning, saints, comes from James chapter 5, verse 15. And it reads, "In the prayer of faith, shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven." Our corresponding scriptures are Psalm 85 and 6, and Mark 10 and 52. It's important for us to understand the power of prayer in our lives. When we pray, it activates the wonder-working power of God in our lives. We submit to him, we attach ourselves to him, we get in tune with him, and it's all prayer. I encourage you to do as the word has urged us to do, that is to pray without ceasing, to continue fervent in prayer, in everything that we do, make prayer our answer, that we may acknowledge the God of our salvation, and that we may look to him for everything that we need in this day and time. May heaven shine upon you. I encourage you to check out our website. If you miss any of our 31 days of prayer, they're all on our website. Or to send a note to someone, forward to someone else, that others may be encouraged by this awesome time of prayer that we're having here at Praise Center, that God may get the glory out of our lives and God may get the glory out of their lives as well. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you on this day. Bye-bye.